reports of 3 arrests. Police have ordered the protesters to clear the streets. They say that does not apply to the sidewalks or their encampment. This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Brian Ford's financial analysis is made possible by Health Diagnostic Laboratory, a Richmond-based laboratory committed to saving lives and healthcare dollars through early diagnosis of cardiovascular and related diseases. Information at myhdl.com. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Hope you had a good long weekend.
Yeah, you too. Well, it was actually a bad week on the stock market, and that's unusual because Thanksgiving week is usually pretty good for Wall Street, isn't it?
I would agree with you. Yeah, surprisingly, last week was a bad week. As you mentioned, typically the equity markets are strong heading into Thanksgiving. They pick up what we call a Santa Claus rally in mid to late December. For the record, the markets were down about 5% last week, but as you've already heard, the indications are set for a pretty strong opening today. Interestingly, December is typically the second best month on average throughout the year. But clearly, last week, the U.S. Congress Super Committee's failure soured people's spirits. Over the weekend, the news got better with retail sales, which you and I will cover shortly. This week is important, Wayne, because we have the November jobs report, which is due on Friday. It's expected to show a gain of over 100,000 jobs, maybe as many as 120,000 jobs, but the rate of unemployment will probably remain stuck around 9%. We're also going to get auto sales and the ISM index, which is a gauge of industrial business activity. We watch that one very closely. So a lot of data coming out this week as well.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to anticipate the usual Santa rally in December?
Well, we'll have to see. I do think it's worth looking at the retail numbers as a clue there. As you may have heard on the national NPR, the retail sales were very strong for the Thanksgiving weekend. We also heard last week that the November same store sales for retail are likely to be up more than expected. But Black Friday alone, Wayne, was up over 6.5% over last year. And the 4-day weekend was up 16% over 2010 figures. Wayne, that's $52 billion spent in the U.S. alone over the last 4 days. Where's the recession? Those are the best year-over-year gains since 2007. Online sales jumped over 39% just for Thanksgiving Day alone. And retail experts believe today, which you probably well know is called Cyber Monday, is going to generate about $1.2 billion in sales, and that's versus $1 billion last year. These are big numbers. And what does this really mean? I think it means a few things. It either shows that, A, people have a lot of cash on hand that's not earning them any interest. They might as well spend it. B, the deals were that good. Or C, consumers are racking up debt again. Now, maybe it's some combination of all three, but here's another nugget for you. The iPad and iPhone dominated online sales. Are you surprised? Over 10% of online Black Friday sales alone went to Apple. That's a big number right there. Online success was not all due to technology. Home goods and apparel were both up over 45%. And health and beauty was up nearly 35%. Retail analysts caution that, you know, this does not mean the whole month is going to be like this, but they still forecast a bump of over 3% over last year's numbers. They do wonder if retail companies are essentially pulling future sales into today. Bottom line, Wayne, I think that Thanksgiving Day store openings are here with us for quite a while.
Looks like it. Well, in the meantime, everybody is still jittery about what's going on in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
The latest shocker is that Germany, a strong economy, failed to sell the bonds that they expected to. Why should we care in this country?
Well, I think that's a really good question, and I do want to try to help you explain this in 2 minutes or less why you should care about a German bond auction, and I do love the fact that they're called Bunds over there, not bonds. This is heavy stuff for your first day back after the holiday, but just go with me on this, Wayne. Basically, what happened last week was that the German government auctioned off government bonds to finance their country's operations, and only about 60% of the bonds were bought at the prices that the government expected them to be bought at. Germany had to pay more i.e. they had to raise the interest rate to get institutions to buy them. They had to make them more attractive for people to buy them. Higher interest rates sound good if you're the buyer. I mean, 3% is better than 2% any day. That's basic math. But if you're the seller, i.e. in this case Germany, it means it's already adding to your already growing debt problem. All countries have to do this, including the U.S. They have to auction off bonds regularly because they're always having bonds come due each week and each month. Mm-hmm. Now, Germany is the strongest country in Europe still, but it is concerning when they're having their financial strength called into question, too. The tipping point for a lot of these countries is when their bonds go over 6 or 7%, a la Greece or Italy. Germany is still around 2%, but it bears watching. In fact, this week alone, we're going to have auctions from Spain, France, and Belgium to see if they can refinance their bonds.
I'm going to ask you in 30 seconds to explain the latest acronym. What are the cash countries?
Ah, you've heard of the BRIC countries, right?
Yeah,
Brazil,
right.
Russia, India, and China.
Yep.
There's a new one out there, Wayne, the cash countries. Canada, Australia, Switzerland, Singapore, and Hong Kong. These are new hot countries. They're being grouped together because of their low debt to GDP, which is a rarity today, good growth prospects, and a strong sensitivity to commodities. Cash is king, so we shall see.
Okay, great. Thanks to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management, who joins us most Monday mornings here on this portion of Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Ann Chappell, wishing her grandfather, Harvey Chappell, a very happy birthday. It's 8:40.